sexual revolution. You are listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Shoe Swap. Like this. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way.
Come on, Dave. These high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
Thankfully, this week, there were no heels involved. Yes, Jade?
No.
Am I correct?
Not that I'm aware of, but I was tempted to sort of go through your closet and have a look at what clothes you had, just because I was trying on your family. I thought maybe I'd try on your clothes too.
Try on my wardrobe for size as well. Girl, that's scary. Don't say that ever again.
Okay, I won't. It's
probably too much pink for your liking.
Well, anyway. I noticed you're wearing my trackies, so I thought, you know, tit for tat.
Yeah. We're the last show on the station. No one's checking us out, believe me. Now, I've been very privy to share once again Jade's partner this week, because as you may or may not have noticed, this week for Shoe Swap, we have the opportunity to sort of swap into each other's living inhabitants, sort of our living environments, as you call it. So I got to try out the whole independent living with a partner thing, which I'm very excited about. That's why I'm making this old lady kind of voice. But it was a bit of a challenge. I mean, the high wore off very, very quickly as soon as I saw all the bills.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of things. Obviously, it's not just the money strain that comes on when you live on your own or with a partner, as in you've moved out from your family. There's a lot of stress involved. And one thing I've noticed is that despite the overrated newfound independence, there really isn't that much independence that comes along with it. I'm telling you, you may be free from your family, but you're a slave to the bill. You're a slave to chores that you previously didn't have to do or didn't know existed. You just thought the toilet happened to clean itself. You know, the clothes automatically walk from the washing machine to the dryer and it just miraculously hangs on my closet, you know. I take things like that for granted. But when you're living alone or with a partner, I mean, fair enough, it's your partner, not your slave. But, you know, a lot of things you still have to do on your own. So with great power comes great responsibility, or great independence come great bills, I should say. So obviously working full-time is a bit of a challenge for me. Now, only this year that I started working full-time. So my time has been severely hacked away. I come home extremely exhausted, even though I work at a call center. I sit on the phones all day listening to people complain. I don't move much. Physically, I don't move much on my job. But when I get home, last thing I want to do is to fold clothes. Last thing I want to do is clean. Last thing I want to do is cook. Mm-hmm. So, Jade, you know, not having a family do all those things for you is an absolute farce. Now, I didn't mention bills before. So we're talking everything from bond and rent to electricity and gas. I have never seen a gas bill in my entire life.
What about the internet?
The internet bill I see lots of because of the nature of my job. I deal with billing inquiries, you know, at a telecommunications company. But gas bills, I'm like, what on earth is this? Check out that total. Thank God it comes every 2 months. Water bills, electricity bills, like I said before, internet, credit card bills. I just didn't realize there was just so much involved with that. So, I mean, personally, in the flesh, the real David Lim couldn't even get his superannuation organized. So I can't be bothered where all my pension money is going right now because I am too lazy to organize that. And to have all this responsibility jump on board overnight, I mean, I'm not even thinking about the stresses of living with a woman as my partner yet. That is not what I'm talking about today. I mean, that is a whole different story. So just for tonight, we're talking about moving out, and I thought it would be appropriate to perhaps offer some tips on moving out for the very first time. Tip number one from David here, mm-hmm. who lives at home. Yeah, he lives at home. Tip number one, let everyone know that you're moving. Mm-hmm. Tell the world, tell News of the World, tell friggin' OK Magazine, tell whoever it is you have to, because chances are people will be like, oh, so you're moving. Hey, I've got some extra boxes here. You might like that. Or, you know, bits and pieces like that. People spread a word, maybe look out for garage sales and all that. Tell the post office, change or forward your address. Arrange for gas and electricity to be connected, please, girl. Phone and internet, very important. Get those connected as well. And get contents insurance on your stuff. Now, this is a very fragile sort of transitory period, and you and your goods are in absolute shambles if you don't even look after that side. As lazy as I am with superannuation, I think I'd have to bother a bit with content insurance. Also, tip number two on moving out for the very first time, buying the basics. By basics, I don't mean continental cup of soup, which I consider as staples. Basics, I mean like bed and bedding and furniture and curtains. Obviously, duh, you don't just move into a place fully furnished unless you're rich and all.
Well, you can get fully furnished places, but it's someone else's stuff.
Yeah, I only want to add your personal
and
touch.
And I've got a thing about smells, so I can handle that.
That curtain smells funky.
Situation.
You know, I mean, and obviously with buying furniture, don't go on one of those really big shopping sprees and, you know, just sweep everything all at once unless you have a removalist truck with you. Don't do that. Collect as you go. Check out private ads in the newspaper. Check out secondhand shops, op shops, garage sales. You know what? I've gotten so many lamps and I don't even need lamps. I just go to garage sales and I buy lamps.
Mm.
So, and cutlery, so important. Kitchen utensils and cutlery. You know, when we went on a holiday in Queensland, Jade, and the hotel actually came with a kitchen, they had basic cutlery, but it made me realize, hang on, where's the strainer? Oh, they don't provide that, do they, Mum? And you just think, stuff like that that you always see in your mum's kitchen, that it won't be at your own place. So you really got to start collecting. So think ahead, plan ahead. Say, I'm going to move out by the end of this year and then start collecting fork and knives now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start collecting little salt and pepper shakers and floor mats as well. The importance of floor mat to me, Jade, you have no idea. Just to be able to have a floor mat welcome me home every day that says, welcome home. It just reminds me a lot of home. And to be able to have that little piece of comfort, a little bit of home with me when I'm so far away from the family,
yep,
is very important. So I always like to make sure I have a nice floor mat.
Mm-hmm.
So in short, moral of the story here is, Jade, start practicing independence at home. Learn to cook, clean, shop for groceries. And kids, if you're living at home, first of all, it's way past your bedtime. Second of all, you want to start being independent from at home. Like, ask your mom, hey, maybe I can cook one meal a week. Do a bit of grocery shopping. It'll make you feel good about yourselves because that way you can brag and say, hey, that 1.5 liter of Coke that you're drinking now, Dad, I paid for it. I got it. So that's my little tip for people moving out, Jade. I don't know if you ever had this sort of word of wisdom before you moved out.
No, I didn't. And Dave, I wish I had have had words of wisdom from you before I moved out. I might have been more prepared.
Stop with the testimonials. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. If you have any horror stories about moving out or, alternatively, something about our Rainbow Road Test segment that's coming up very soon, next week.
Yes.
Jade terribly needs your help to make up her mind.
Yes. Yeah. We want listener feedback. What should I do next week for a Rainbow Road Test? Who should I be uncovering? Who do you want to hear about?
What group in the GLBTI community?
Yes, maybe you're a member of a group that you think we would be good to talk about.
Absolutely. Different Strokes is all about variety. The SMS line is 0427JOY949. If you happen to be online or streaming right now, they can email us, yeah?
Yeah, on air at joy.org.au.
Coming up after this, Jade Gulliver herself getting very comfy living at